That's a fine dining restaurant. If you can see, the ambience is high class. There are the view that is provided, the entire cutlery along with the things which are there. So that's fine dining. The multi cuisine restaurants, different kind of menus, bars and drinks counter. Now the ancillary areas, the term would mean supporting areas for food and beverage division. So these are noted down with respect to five-star hotel. So most of the or almost all of the five-star hotels would have each of these ancillary areas, and they are responsible. They are important with respect to how the operations of the entire food and beverage division takes place. Now the first one is kitchen, obviously the place where you're going to prepare. The chefs, the cooks are preparing the food ready to serve to this to the guests who are sitting in the hotel or the restaurant areas. So here are the cooking platforms. There are different kinds of chefs which deal with different kinds of dishes. So there are cooks, there are chefs, there are other baking people who are there, and the entire kitchen area will have equipments. It will have different kinds of equipments like the fridge or the microwave or the gases which are to be used when we are talking about making food or preparing food. The next that we have is the pantry. This is an area which lies between the restaurant and the kitchen. So what happens is all the things to be cleaned comes to this particular area. Then again the hot food which is to be served again comes from the kitchen to the pantry area, and then the servers who are there, that is the waiters who are there, who would be taking this hot food to serve will go through this. So the pantry area is a connection between the restaurants and the kitchen. So it will have the soiled plates, it will have the soiled linens coming here, and care is taken that everything is organized in such a way that there are no mix-ups. Then we have the still room. Still room is a kind of an area wherein hot or cold beverages are prepared. These are ideally still rooms would be the ones where this storing of such drinks is there. So suppose if I am talking about an area where different kinds of wine bottles are stored, or the kinds of beverages which are served in the restaurants are stored here. There, people can be the ones who are sitting over there and preparing such drinks or preparing such concoctions to for the guests who are sitting. So that would be the still room. Next, what we have is a silver room. From the name itself, it suggests that it is taking care of the silverwares or the silverwares, that is the cutlery which is used to serve the food. So here there will be storage of this silverware. Ideally, there is a person who is responsible for this, wherein how many dishes are going for the serving, and there is record which is maintained. So that's silverware. It also has a different kind of facility to clean such silverwares. Next, we have linen room. Again, a room which is going to store the linen which is used for the restaurant. So we are talking about the tablecloths. We are talking about the table cloth and the handkerchief that is used for the hotel, for the restaurant. So those are the linen rooms. Then again, this particular linen room will also have a person who is responsible for the storage, who is responsible for making sure that a record is kept of the type of linen which is going out and the soiled linen which is coming in. So the entire again it is maintained smoothly. Next, what we have is the hot plate area. Now this is an area again wherein the food which is coming out from the kitchen is placed. There is a person known as a boyer, which will be responsible for taking this hot plate out and giving it to the server. The server is the one who is taking the food and serving to the guests who are sitting in the restaurant. So what happens is the waiter comes with the order, that's the kitchen order ticket, and it is given to the boyer. The boyer is the one who is announcing to the kitchen staff that there is one order coming up. So if you have seen different kinds of kitchen or cookery shows like MasterChef or others, you might know how the operations behind the scenes take place. So the kitchen order ticket is coming, and then someone is announcing the order to the kitchen staff to prepare it. That is how this is the place where this takes place. So that's hot plate area. Next, we have wash-up area, the area where the cleaning takes place. This is the area where the used silverware cutlery is coming, and it has facility to wash up. So again, it will be having dishwashing areas, it will be having other cleaning appliances which are used by the restaurant. Then we have the kitchen stewarding. So this is the entire room wherein the operations, which helps in operations to be smoothly run. So that's kitchen stewarding. Now let us see what are we talking about when we are talking about the hotels, and knowing the hotel as a product, knowing different sections of the hotels. The main thing when we are talking about accommodation industry or hotel industry would be the efficient management of such. We have various institutes or various colleges offering hotel management courses. It is actually a full-fledged full-time courses. Some of the universities and colleges giving 3 years hotel management courses. So ideally, when we are talking about a good hotel, it has to be managed better, it has to be managed efficiently. And here is the when it comes to picture the hotel manager's job. So when we are talking about a hotel general manager, he has various functions to various roles to make sure that the hotel is running smoothly in an organized way and efficiently. So some of the things are listed here. The first thing that we have is his financial responsibilities. So what do we mean by such responsibility? What it comes underneath, there are certain features which are here. So the first and foremost is maximizing the hotel revenue and flow to ensure gross operating profit to meet or exceed the budgeted profit. Now every hotel has a target. It is targeting to achieve some amount of profit for the year or for the 6 months or quarterly. So the first and foremost responsibility of hotel manager is to make sure that the hotel profits, the operating gross profit, reaches the this particular target of the budgeted profit that that has been set. Preparing property budgets and forecasts. Now when we are talking about forecast and when we are talking about budgets, here the forecast means by studying the earlier sale records or by studying the earlier policies or rules and the rates, the kind of inflow of the guests that is coming, there are forecasts which are made. So we know at a particular place, the hotel general manager might know which are the months wherein maximum guest might be coming. So that's the best season. So here again, that those are the forecasts which are done. So prepare a property budget based on such kind of observations is one of the responsibility. Managing labor standards and property level expenses. Care has to be taken that the expenses are not going offshoot. So here the labor standards are to be maintained, the kind of service which is delivered is to be maintained, but at the same time the expenses should be under control. So these are the property level expenses, that is the expenses which are done on the property. Next we have is the managing finances efficiently and profitably. Again, this might be how the credit credits are managed. So if the hotel has catered, is catering, or is has made a particular agreement with a company and is giving certain credit facilities, then care has to be taken that there is a cash flow which is going on. So here the finances should be managed efficiently and profitably, that is maximizing the profit of the hotel. Monitoring collection of in-house guest balances, the guests who are coming and leaving in the hotel, the balances need to be paid, and the function of the general manager, hotel general manager, is to take care that the bills are paid, to see that the bills are paid. Direct bills, receivable, commission payments by vendors, and issuance of refund checks. Now here obviously there is a full-fledged account system, which is account section, which is working to help the general manager to take care of all this. There are commissions which are paid to the travel agents depending upon the policy of the hotel. So care has to be taken when such commissions and are paid on time efficiently to make sure that the relationships are maintained. Further ahead, there are refunds which need to be taken. There are many cancellations which are going to take place when we are talking about hotels. So how the refunds are taking place, and again adhering it to the policies of the hotel. So when we are talking about cancellation policies, care has to be taken by the manager that these policies are taken into regard when we are talking about refunds. Then participating and monitoring monthly inventory of supplies and equipment. Now he has to supervise the where does this particular equipment go, or what are the supplies which are there, how many supplies are need to be taken. So there is a inventory which is done. So suppose if I am talking about a hotel, just for example, we might say there are 500 bed sheets which are there in the hotel. So he has to make sure that this 500 bed sheets are actually there in the hotel. All right. Further ahead, suppose if there is a forecast as to I need to buy certain equipments, care has to be taken that this equipments are matching to the standards, whether the hotel actually needs to buy them or not, and when can it be bought. Further ahead, is it within the budget and is it from the approved vendors. So all this has to be supervised by the hotel manager. So here again, there are different divisions which he works and collaborates to make sure that these responsibilities are carried off. The next would be his responsibilities or his functions in the sales area. So when working with the regional director of sales to manage all sales activities and meet revenue objectives. Now, like I said earlier, there are certain revenue targets. The general manager would be responsible to make sure that this target is reached, and he has a regional director to work with. He will be the one who is managing all the sales activities. He will take care that the sale target is reached. He will take care that marketing is done properly and the kinds of discounts which are to be given, how much discount needs to be given so that it is profitable to us and not undercutting the profits of the hotel. Identifying and seek out potential business in local markets. Now, this is something which needs to be done on a regular basis. Now, suppose if we are talking about a fair which is coming to the city or a new festival which is coming to the city, and by experience, by earlier observations and records, the manager will know that this is something which is going to draw huge crowds to the city. So he will come ahead with a marketing plan. He might come ahead with a sales plan or a different kinds of discount which will make sure that it is attracting this tourist to make sure that they are there, the potential guest to the hotel. Maintain relationships with local companies and key people. So here the networking skills of the manager are very important, wherein he's maintaining the network with respect to the local agents or with respect to the other people who are the service providers who will be catering to the guest who are going to stay at the hotel. So if I am talking about a hotel who provides sightseeing via a bus, so the relationships needs to be maintained with the bus operator locally so that he is there to cater to the needs of the hotel. Then we have coordinating and implementing sales and marketing activity. So here is the thing wherein he is going to work with the sales team and the marketing team. So suppose if a particular festival is coming ahead in July, then care will be taken that the marketing starts 2 months prior. There will be special packages which will be launched, and this will be done with respect to sitting with the sales team, trying to find out what will be the best kind of package rates which can be marketed and what will be the kind of marketing strategies can be used by the hotel. So it can be the online websites, it can be other kinds of things to attract the guest. So this is all when we are talking about the sales or the functions with respect to the sales division. The next and the most important function that the hotel general manager would have is the guest satisfaction. So here obviously the target would be achieving 100% customer satisfaction, the guest satisfaction. So being a service industry, what happens here is care has to be taken that the customers feel served. Okay, that's how he is going to get guaranteed repeat customers. So it is more easier it is more difficult to have a new customer. So as soon as you get a new customer, make sure that you are retaining them. So loyalty plays a big issue in with respect to the accommodation industry. Now, ensure that all guest related issues are resolved in a manner consistent with the company's goals and objectives. Now, if we are talking about reputed hotels over there, it's not that the customers do not have any problems. It is that if at all a problem takes place, it is resolved in the most efficient manner. It is resolved faster, quicker, and they are also given certain extra services to make sure that they are happy with the hotels. So this is how the policy is maintained. So suppose if we are talking about a particular hotel, most of the best hotels of the world are having a typical operation system. Suppose if a complaint comes, what is to be done? How is the complaint going to be handled? Then when and how it will be resolved? All this are the people are trained specifically to handle the complaints. So care has to be taken that the guest satisfaction is reached. The next would be how the general manager is managing the employees, which will be the asset to the hotel. So recruitment, training, motivating, and giving proper direction to such employees would be foremost function of the manager. Proper communication with entire staff via regular meetings. So communication here will be important because the staff of the hotel will be huge, and the manager has to be continuously or on a regular basis making sure that the meetings are held. Adhere to all employment related laws and regulations. There are many laws and many regulations with respect to the human resource department. So we have to take care that all these laws and regulations are adhered to. In certain countries, there are laws as to how many hours of labor is allowed for the skilled or the unskilled. There are certain countries which has laws with respect to rotation shifts which are applicable for females who are working in that particular country. So all these laws has to be adhered to when we are talking about employment management. Manage the HR operations, HR operations that are everything which comes under the HR department. So manager has to take care of that, has to coordinate with the HR department for this function. Conduct coaching and counseling sessions. Almost all of the hotels have training sessions. They have refresher courses. There are chefs and there are cooks which are sent to such refresher courses, because we know that the tourism industry and the accommodation industry is evolving. It is dynamic. It keeps on changing. It keeps on progressing. So what happens is these training sessions and this counseling sessions or training counseling sessions are a part and parcel of the industry. So there are such short sessions which are taking place at regular intervals. The next function is making sure that the property is maintained. So it is the property appearance. A hotel, hotel's main product is the hotel itself. So a good room is going to be selling quicker. A good hotel which gives the feel, which gives the ambience, is going to sell quicker. So inspect and document the repairs and cleanliness of property with AGM, that's the manager here again, to ensure optimum upkeep and repair, room cleanliness and overall property appearance. So all this is where the manager is going to make sure that he maintains the level of the property. Supervisory duty, supervising the entire hotel operations, the staff on a daily basis. Now, with all those functions, all those responsibilities, there are certain skills that the hotel manager needs to have. The first one is the language skills. We are talking about international, we are talking about bigger hotels which cater to many different kinds of people coming from all over the world. So it will help if the hotel manager knows one foreign language. Spanish and French are the languages which are the ideally the ones which are known by the manager. managers. So here language skills are important. Communication is a part and parcel of the service industry. So manager has to be an excellent communicator. Then the organization skills, any manager should have the organization skills. So when we are talking about accommodation industry, we are talking about handling lots of employees, handling different kinds of employees, both skilled and unskilled, handling the guests who are coming, different kinds of guests who are coming, then meeting the deadlines. There are many, many areas which need an efficient organizing skills. So here the manager should have that. Computer skills, there are many systems, technical systems, computer systems which help hotel to operate smoothly. So the manager needs to know this particular skills. Then are the physical demands. It is a job which challenges a person physically. So the manager needs to be fit. Most of the work in which is there in the hotel is on rotational shifts. That is, it is 24 hours. So what happens is the manager might be on a rotational shift as well. So here the physical demands of the he should be fit enough for such physical demands. Now let us see what are the work activities in the entire hotel management. What are the things that come in managing the hotel? Now let's check this one by one. Planning and organizing accommodation, catering and other hotel services. Now when we are talking about a hotel, we are talking about its stay options, that's accommodation part, catering, the food and beverage part, and the other hotel services like the laundry, the shopping centers which are there, the other services which which are serving the guests who are staying there. So planning and organizing all this will be the major concern. Promoting and marketing the business, that is again there. Managing budgets and financial plans, as well as controlling the expenditure. So the financial planning will come again, controlling and control on the expenditures. This will make sure that the revenue target of the hotel is reached. Maintaining statistical and financial records. This is very important because with the earlier records, the data of the hotel, it helps the manager or the top management to formulate the kind of plan. So suppose if we know that in 2012, in the month of October, November, December, the sales were max, care will be taken in the next year to come that that the hotel is using this months correctly to make sure that again the sales are picking up. That is, certain kinds of discounts would be given to make sure that the sales reach on a one more level. So this is where statistics of the earlier numbers will help. Financial records will help. Setting and achieving sales and profit targets. Analyzing sales figures and devising marketing strategies and revenue management strategies. So here again, with respect to what the earlier figures were, our marketing strategy will come up. How to market it. Suppose if I am the manager of a particular hotel and I know in the month of November there were many people who came from USA, I might develop a marketing strategy which will be attracting the US. So my marketing strategies would be targeted to the US market. So I might tie up with travel agencies in USA which are sending the travelers to India if my hotel is located in India. So like this, studying my earlier statistics records, I might be able to devise new marketing strategies. Recruiting, training and monitoring staff, that comes under employee management. Planning work schedules for individuals and teams, as we know that it is a clockwork, over the clock that the hotel works in. So we have different schedules and the schedules need to be maintained. So at a particular time there should be someone at the front office. So suppose if I am talking about in the night time, I might make sure that the ratio of the hotel staff to the guest will be comfortable or will be the one which is required. Meeting and greeting customers, that comes under work activities again. Dealing with customer complaints and comments. Now it is what the complaints might have any, the guest might have any problems and how we deal with it. Next is addressing problems and troubleshooting, how what are the things that need to be done to solve such problems. Ensuring events, conferences run smoothly, that again most of the hotels have a different division which caters to this kinds of events. supervising maintenance, supplies, renovation and furnishings, dealing with contractors and suppliers. This comes under again sales and marketing team, again the managers who are dealing with the contractors, who are dealing with the suppliers. The suppliers, the ones which are buying. So again, the account section also comes into picture. Ensuring security is effective. It is liability of the hotel to provide safe premises to make sure that there is no any kind of danger to the guests who are staying. Carrying out inspections of the properties and the service, ensuring compliance with licensing laws, health, safety and other statutory regulations. Now, there are many licenses, many laws when we are talking about operating a hotel. Because of there are standards which need to be adhered to, there are customer consumer rules that come into picture. So, all this is coming under the work activities of hotel. Now here are the areas which are there in the hotel, the one front office and the back office. Now the name itself suggests is the front office. The front office is the office or the area wherein the guest will come in contact with the hotel staff. So that's front office. So here is the front desk wherein the guest will be checking in. So that's front office. And the back office or the back end or the back office is the one where ideally the reservations takes place. So suppose if I want to reserve Taj, okay, Taj has a toll-free number, so I might dial that toll-free reservation number, and the person who is answering is from the back office. So that is the back office area of the hotel. Now let's move to the section wherein how many factors are coming when we are trying to choose a particular hotel. Now as we know, the taste of different traveler would be different. Hence their criteria of choosing a hotel would be different. So some of the criterias are listed here. Factors for choosing a hotel. Price. If I am a guest who is traveling with a huge family and I want only a hotel for a basic needs, okay, it is like I want to just stay over for the night and move, so I might opt for a hotel which suits my budget. Then again, if I might be a vacationer who is there for a luxury trip, I might go ahead and I'm someone who does not mind spending more money, then that won't be I will go for a particular hotel on a high end. Then again, the location, depending upon the purpose of my visit, I will go for a hotel inside the city. I might go for a resort which is away from the city. Ambience and local flavor. It is entirely up to me whether I love the hotel which is nearer to the jungle. I might love the hotel which gives you a cozy feel or a exclusive luxury feel to it. So ambience and the local flavor of that particular hotel matters when I'm choosing it. Amenities, the kind of services which are provided in the hotel. Suppose if I am someone who wants to have a swimming pool, then I might definitely go for a hotel which is providing me such swimming pool or other services. Luxury, what kind of luxurious services are provided by the hotel? Loyalty programs. Now most of these hotels are having their own loyalty programs. So these are loyalty programs wherein the guests are registered at the hotels. Okay, if they have stayed for once, they might have a loyalty card or a membership wherein maximum nights if they stay, they might get one package free, or they might get one the next day might be discounted. So such discounts are given by the hotel to attract this guest and make sure that the guest keep on coming back. Then again, it also depends upon my the guest customer satisfaction, that is the guest satisfaction. If I am loving the kind of service that the hotel is giving, I will keep on going to it. So that's loyal. Eco-friendliness, family-friendliness and real-life experience. Now here there are different kinds of hotels which are coming up, that is Ecotel. So if I am environmental friendly. I might choose for an eco-friendly hotel. Family friendliness, especially when I'm traveling with a family, I might choose a hotel which gives me that kind of feel. So it might have certain extra services like nanny services or certain other play areas, wherein if I want to go for a sightseeing where only couple is allowed, I might choose for a hotel which provides a service wherein there is a play area, and I can make sure that the kids who are traveling with me are safe and in secure hands over there. So that's family friendliness. The entire ambience of the hotel would also be suitable for the family. Next is the real life experience. Let's see what that is. Now, in this real life experiences, people are choosing hotel based on somebody else's experience. So suppose on websites wherein reviews can be given. So if I'm talking about a hotel wherein I have already went and experienced the rooms or the services, I have written something about it. I have given my own vote to it. So there are other guests who are going, and based on those reviews they are choosing a hotel. So if the hotel website says XYZ services are given, and the website wherein such reviews are given, and depending upon that, comparing both the informations, I might go ahead and choose a hotel with maximum positive votes. So these are the factors which are concerned when we are talking about choosing a hotel. So depending upon the price, location, ambience, amenities, luxury services which are provided, loyalty programs, eco-friendliness, family friendliness, and real life experiences, all these criteria will play a major part when I am choosing a hotel. Now, methods of reservation. When we are talking about a hotel booking, ideally I can just call up the hotel directly and ask about how to go ahead with the reservations. The reservation can take place on phone or via an email or a telefax. Most of the hotels have their own payment options. So ideally, if I have a check-in which is today and I'm going to the hotel as a walk-in client, the payment option won't be a check, because a check might take 3 days to go ahead for the payment procedures. So depending upon the hotel policies, there can be payment options. It can be a bank transfer, it can be a credit card, cash, checks, and hotel websites. When we are talking about hotel websites, as we said earlier, almost all of this hotel website, all of these hotels will have their own website. So booking can take place on this particular website as well directly, and the guest can feed in all the information and use their credit cards or other system for the payment to take place. Most of the hotels have different criteria. They might require a 50% advance or a full advance or a deposit payment to confirm the reservation. Post this, when this reservation might be confirmed, they might give you a confirmation number, that's called a CF number, which is issued for the guest. These would be methods of reservation. Ideally, when reserving a room in a hotel, the information which might be required of the guest would be its name, the address, from where he is coming, how many days, how many guests are going to be living in with the main guest in the room, what kind of room, what kind of services that particular guest is expecting. While matching all the guest requirements, a particular room will be given by the hotel. So here the booking of a hotel can also take place via the travel agent. So depending upon the country, the policies will differ. Again, depending upon the type of hotel, the policies will differ. So basically, that's how the reservation process takes place. Some of the beautiful hotels in the world. Let's see, this is Uxa Casa in Brazil. You can see one of the rooms under it. It's beautifully, elegantly recorded, decorated. Next is the Oberoi Hotel, Udaipur, giving us an ambience of the Maharaja's royal way of living. That's the lighting that you can see. The Taj Mahal Hotel, Mumbai. That's the Gateway of India here. Death Star Hotel Baku, Azerbaijan. This is the upcoming hotel. It's not yet started. It has been in the news for the special architectural design that it shows. Specialty lodging Vitomo. It is a themed hotel, Alila Diva, Goa, India. So those were the hotels. Now, what we studied in this session, different types of tourist accommodations, food and beverage management, ancillary areas in large tourist hotels, hotel management in brief, and what are the criteria when it comes to choosing a hotel, and then how the reservations takes place. So that was all that we dealt with in this session. I hope the session was helpful. It gave you the idea of how important the accommodation is to the tourism industry and basic operations when we are talking about big international hotels and the hotel chains. For extra reads, you can go through the websites of famous hotel chains like Hilton or JW Marriott and study about the various brands under those hotel chains. Thank you.